studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. This is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Fan Run Radio.
To be at a place where the school was 100% committed, and I think Danny White and the rest of the school, so everyone involved, showed that they're committed to baseball. And we wanted to be somewhere where we felt like we could win every year. The thing that put this place over the top in our mind in the spring was the fan base. And I think this place became a rowdy place to play, so much so that other coaches were complaining about our fans. And
are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. No crying!
I'll take that any day of the week.
Caught! It'll be a big orange dogpile on the way to the College World Series.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Friday edition of the program. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Adam Hickman, intern Brett. We're all here for you. Get you set for the weekend. Good hot summer weekend, too. Hope you got big plans.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is what is the big, you know how that every weekend, even when you think there's really nothing going on, there's some big sports event happening? What is this just one of the deadest weekends?
Travelers.
Okay.
I guess.
So we got golf.
Well, you don't like golf now? Oh, you're probably waiting on that LIV tour, huh?
That's next weekend, right? Yeah, we got the Travelers round two in progress. Baseball.
Yeah, we got baseball.
That starts tomorrow, right? Ole Miss and Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Just two teams that we are 4-0 against. Hey, better than Arkansas.
Yeah, better than Arkansas.
They could not score a run yesterday.
Did you happen to keep up with that game at all?
I actually meant to watch
the end, right? Do you know how long that game lasted?
No.
2 hours and 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. It started at 4:00. It was over at 6:05. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes. Because I was going over to watch the end and it was already over. It was crazy fast.
Okay.
Dylan DeLucia.
Yeah.
The guy who ran his mouth when we went to Oxford, beat him on night one. He pitched a complete game shutout, gave up 2 hits, 2 hours, 5 minutes. It was summer calling. Perhaps the greatest single pitching performance in the history of the College World Series.
This has been the worst College World Series.
For a variety of reasons.
In terms of drama. That I've ever remembered. Like, even though that game was a 2-run game, it was I mean, boring as all get out, of course. Yep. I mean, you know, pitcher's duel, whatever. Every other game has pretty much been a blowout, except for maybe Arkansas's win over Ole Miss previously. And now we have two teams. We have the last team in the field playing for the national title against just a kind of a not one of the top seed Big 12 teams. I mean, it's for everything Tennessee tried to do for college baseball this year, and then all these other teams had to just go out here and ruin it. We couldn't have an exciting.
It's unfortunate.
I mean, if we were going to take one for the team and allow a big upset so everybody could talk about it, these other squads should have picked up the mantle and said, yep, college baseball is so awesome. Watch this. But no, it's been boring, boring, boring. Those Auburn batters were coming to the plate their last game. I was looking at their stats. It's like, yeah, this guy's hitting 246 with three home runs. I was like, no wonder they can't score. These guys suck. Then it made me mad at Tony V and the boys all over again.
You got mad at them?
Yeah. Well, I wish we could, you know, that should have been them.
You know.
Should have been them. We were right there.
You all right?
Yeah.
Well, fine. Take some solace. We went 4-0 against the two teams playing for a national championship. Combined score 34-7. Does that make you feel better?
No.
No.
Somehow that makes me feel worse, Houston.
34-7, 4-0.
I can't put my finger on why that makes me feel worse, but somehow that does. Freaking Notre Dame.
So is Ole Miss out of pitching now? And this starts tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Could be tough. I don't think Oklahoma's that good, really, though.
I mean, they'll have arms. DeLucia, whatever. He'll come out of the pen probably in game two or three. He's not going to be able to start again, though. He went on 4 days rest to start last night, yesterday.
How many pitches did he throw? Because a complete game shutout.
It couldn't be. Honestly, though, I don't think it was that many compared to what some, you know, I don't think he went over 100.
Well, when the Arkansas guy came out with one inning to go, he'd only thrown 86.
Noland.
Yeah. He was really good, too.
All that matters here is that Tony Vitello can still win a College World Series before Dave Van Horn.
That's true.
Delicious.
I'm sorry. It was 113. Yeah. It was 113.
76 strikes.
Higher than I thought.
Wow. Yeah, so, I mean, he's not going to start.
So he might have like 30, 40 pitches in him for a relief appearance this weekend.
I'm surprised it was that many. This game was lightning fast. I mean, Arkansas only threw 91 pitches total.
Started at 4 and was over at 6:05.
Yeah. Unless. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, lightning game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember I had kind of filed it away in my head. Oh, that game's at 4 tomorrow. If I get a chance, I'll.
Well, I was going to turn over and hate watch the ending if Arkansas was losing.
I'll tune in.
I did that and the game was over.
I was like, oh, I was thinking I'll tune in. And then I saw a tweet with somebody that was a score update. It's like, it's 1-0 in the fourth. And I'm like, oh, man, this game's half over. I pulled it up my phone for a minute when I got a chance, but then I had to drive around a little more. And, yeah, by the time I got home, I think, and turned it on, it was the bottom of the eighth. And it was over like that.
Yeah. Probably good, but it's hot out there, I'm sure. Probably just trying to get out of there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Arkansas's out. That's big news.
I don't, you know, honestly, that makes me feel a lot better about this season.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. It shouldn't. I should still be furious that we're not there. But honestly, Arkansas winning it after the year we had, that would have been just salt in the soul. And the fact that they, you know, ran their mouth, oh, you guys didn't even make it to Omaha. And then they get just shut down in an elimination game. Makes me feel better. Like, I don't really have that much beef with Ole Miss. Yeah, their pitcher talked a little smack and whatever. But, like, we don't play them that often. We don't have any real beef with Bianco. We hate Van Horn. We hate Arkansas.
Yeah.
And now they're out. This is what they did last year. And they were, oh, we won the SEC regular season and SEC tournament. Where's your hardware? So now we just get to do that right back to them. It's just, you know, it's the little things.
Well, there was some big recruiting news yesterday nationwide.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard.
What was it?
I don't know if you saw this, Houston.
What, do we lead for like a 3-star running back?
Well, sorry, that you saying that reminded me of something else. Austin Price did a GIF, quote tweeted another GIF, and it confused everyone.
Yeah.
And then one of the replies said, do we get another 3-star? I don't know. It's something. Anyway. No, Arch Manning made his college decision.
Just as I predicted, he's going to UT. Anything to avoid that punch in the face, you know what I mean?
You're getting punched
in
the
face. Yeah, you're not getting
I'm
out
not
of that,
getting
buddy.
Punched in the face.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. Not until signing day.
It's Will Stevens. How bad can it hurt?
He's got kind of like a whippy arm. It's not like a very strong arm, but he can get some pretty good speed on it.
Arch Manning has committed to University of Texas.
Whatever.
What could go wrong?
It is kind of strange, man. Like, I know Sarkisian has a history of being a, quote, good quarterback coach, but if he has another down year, there's a chance that Arch doesn't end up at Texas. They could fire Sarkisian. They pull the trigger fast.
They do.
But I guess there's, you know, he could also say, but guys, I got Arch. You don't want to fire me when I've got Arch over here.
Honestly, yeah, you're probably right. His job's probably safe until Arch Manning leaves.
Quinn Ewers has now entered the transfer portal. Not officially, but, I mean.
I forgot all about that.
He's got to go now, right? Like,
hey. He's already used his one-time transfer. Can he?
I'll sit out.
Come to Tennessee. We'll give him $5 million.
I don't want that guy.
I don't know. 5-star quarterbacks. Kind of something you take if you can get.
Can I see the guy throw a pass first? How about that? Can I watch him throw one? This guy just bounces around.
All I'm hearing is that you don't trust Heupel.
Yeah, I trust Heupel.
Yeah, so do
Quinn
I.
Ewers.
So do I. Yeah,
we got Taven Jackson. We got Nico.
Taven, Nico, Hooker.
This guy was like a
Joe
perfect
Milton.
100.
He was what?
He was like rated a perfect 100.
He was,
and he can't get on the field.
He couldn't beat out C.J. Stroud.
Is he going to start at Texas this year?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, he is? Okay, so
unless
we might actually
goes
get
wrong.
So Arch could show up to Texas and be benched behind this guy for 3 years?
Well, no. So Quinn's already been out of high school 1 year, right? So this will be year two.
Well, yeah, but if he's not, like, NFL
then
good.
He's just got year three, and then he could go to the NFL. But Arch is going to want to play, right?
No, Nate, he's not. Yes, he's going to want to play.
Does he start?
You think Arch would sit 1 year if Quinn Ewers is, like,
a stud?
Yeah, really good.
Probably not.
Texas is like 11-1.
Wouldn't you? I mean, he's a true freshman quarterback, and they're going to be in the SEC. So yeah, I think you sit him for a year.
If Quinn Ewers is that good, and if Quinn Ewers isn't, then it doesn't matter. You just play him.
If he doesn't, or if he does start, his first road game will be at Alabama.
Is that official?
Yeah.
Welcome to the league. Wait, no, that's this year. Or is it at Texas this year and Bama the next?
At Texas, then at Bama.
Yeah, but that could. Okay, so and that still won't be an SEC year, his first year? That'd be the last year
no,
before
be
the SEC
04.
Year? Okay. 04, 24?
Yeah, sorry. Close enough. I think, right?
Now, with how everything's changing.
Yeah, 24.
I wouldn't necessarily bet on that still being the case 2 years from now, but as it sits now, if he does start as a true freshman, first road game will be at Alabama.
Wait. Well, welcome to the league, bruh.
He'll get his brains beat in.
You don't know that.
His kid's not that good. Have you seen the competition he plays?
No, please enlighten me.
Here we go.
Did you not see the video going around Twitter last night of him just – the kids he's playing against are literally moving in slow-mo.
Maybe he's just that fast.
No, he's not. He's standing upright just dancing around, and nobody can get near him.
That was one game. You're telling me every game on the schedule they play against scrubs? Did you watch every game?
No.
Okay, so you saw one game against a bad team. Every you know, division has some bad teams in it. Maybe that, you know, he's going to put up some highlights. We're going to put this on the tape. Look at this throw. But doesn't mean the guys are good. Doesn't mean he didn't put. What was their record last year?
I have no idea.
They're really good, but they don't even win their division. Like, they haven't won a state title.
Can't even win a state title.
And he's going to win in the SEC? Yeah, right.
I mean, because the last thing I remember is some article about how Arch Manning trying to do it his dad and uncle or couldn't do, or dad and uncles couldn't do, or something. I don't remember.
I mean, he averaged 243 yards passing per game last year. 34 touchdowns, 6 picks. Not bad.
Bust.
Eli Manning went to the same high school, if that helps. So
did Peyton.
Yeah.
They all go to the same
high school. So did Cooper. Okay.
Cooper.
Well, I couldn't remember if they all did or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Newman. Newman. Yeah.
Newman.
So it. Okay, was Peyton,
is he really 6'2", 170?
Was Peyton not good enough for the NFL? Is Eli not good enough?
Don't ask him that question. You know what he's going to do.
Don't worry. We
There's
got,
no Tom Brady.
We got the Eli card, though. That's the best part about it. That was Eli was Tom Brady's kryptonite.
That's a good point.
I don't think it was Eli. I think it was more Tom Coughlin, but whatever.
Serious question, though, and I want you guys to answer this honestly. Hmm? If his name was Carl Smith...
He's probably
a 4-star.
Hang on, let me look at the rankings.
No, maybe. I mean, he had the offer list. You know, Bama, Georgia, Texas, obviously. But if his name's Carl Smith, have we heard of this guy?
No, we've not.
Just asking a question. I'm not trying to knock the kid. I have no idea. But when your name's Arch Manning. Given the history of the Manning family, feels like maybe you're going to get a pretty significant
the legacy
bump.
Yeah,
and that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I bet he'd be about like this kid that went to that's going to Clemson from Birmingham. You know, he'd be about
Cooper
six.
Didn't even play quarterback.
He'd be about 6th in the class, you know, 6th or 7th in the quarterback.
4-star,
maybe 5, but like the last 5-star.
I mean, this is also a lot of this stuff's based on potential, not necessarily statistics.
What did you say you had his height and weight at over there?
This is max preps. It says 6'2", 170, but it says senior.
6'4", 215.
6'4", huh?
I'm surprised he didn't go to Ole Miss.
I was more surprised about the 215.
He doesn't look that tall in his film.
Nico's this says 6'5", 195.
I think it's more like 6'6", 185.
He's thin.
He's a rail.
He's built like Trevor Lawrence.
He's not nearly as strong as Trevor Lawrence.
You don't think he's as strong?
Well, I'm not saying arm strength. I'm saying like
he's
not as
much
built.
Skinnier.
Yeah, he's a lot skinnier than Trevor Lawrence.
Well, he's got the height.
He does have the height, but Trevor Lawrence was a really, really good athlete. And like that's why he started as a true freshman at Clemson. Like the guy was good. Mentally prepared, focused, knew the playbook.
Now that's the best.
Stole the job from who was the...
Oh, my. What is his name? Guy went to Missouri.
Yeah.
Kelly Bryant.
Kelly Bryant.
So that's the best high school prospect ever, in my opinion.
Trevor?
Yeah.
Could be. Could be. He'd be up there.
Arch's career won't even touch
his. He wanted
to come
to UT, right?
Well, oh, yeah. He was a big... He wore 16 in high school because he loved Peyton Manning.
He was born in Johnson City.
Yep. Wow. Grew up coming to games. Wanted to wear the orange and white, so he did. In Clemson, South Carolina. Shouts out to Butch Jones.
I mean, the dude beat Job Alabama up for the national championship as a true freshman. How much more Tennessee?
In what was the greatest game plan ever? Remember how much he ran in that game? They didn't run all year, and he was just gashing Alabama. It was like Matt Mauk.
Well, you guys mentioned, so is Arch a 1.0 on the 24/7 composite?
Can you go over one? He's probably over one.
Yeah, he is. So what's funny is Texas has 2 1.0 quarterbacks at the same. We'll have them at the same time.
Well, no excuses, Sark.
Jadeveon Clowney officially, I guess, tied with those guys. Kim Dichi that went to Ole Miss. Mm. Rashawn Gary, D tackle, Michigan. Remember him?
Yeah,
I think he's pretty good in the NFL, right?
Yeah, he was okay. Playing? He wasn't very good at Michigan compared to what?
Vince Young was a 1.0. So they were listing, like, Texas has had 3 of these guys all the time. And Ernie Sims, inside linebacker, class of 2003, Florida State.
Jason says that Carl Smith is actually a 4-star quarterback who's competing with Spencer Rattler at South Carolina. Is that real? I just made up a name.
If he ends up being better than Arch Manning, that's going to be pretty funny.
They rename it the Carl Smith Trophy.
Yeah, you know, I'm putting my money on Carl Smith.
He beats out Spencer Rattler this year.
There's no way that guy's name is really
I don't think so. All I get is a wide receiver at Virginia Tech.
Couldn't cut it at quarterback. Had to move to receiver. A la Jermaine Copeland.
Oh, hang on.
What?
Never mind.
That would have been a pretty lucky pull.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so we get to see Arch, at least once, maybe twice now? Is that right? No, it'd be at least once, but maybe just once, depending on how they do the rotations of the schedule. Could you imagine?
Did you just say at least once, maybe once?
Yes.
So we're going to see him one time?
At least once. I believe. Depending on what they do with the damn schedules. We don't know that yet.
Or if they bump it up a year or something.
Yeah, right.
They've rumored.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't know. They haven't given us enough detail.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine it, Nate. It's a cool October Saturday. Neyland and packed. Here come the Longhorns and Uncle Peyton in the press box.
Does he curse Texas in that situation, though, or us?
The cosmic forces at work on a day like that are...
This might push us to a national championship.
Unimaginable. I cannot even comprehend the power, the swirling vortex of karma, luck, curses that will be alive in the stadium on a day like that. All we would need is Spurrier to show up. Mm-hmm. And really have Spurrier will probably go be like an offensive assistant at Texas.
What if the curse transfers over?
To
Peyton starts rooting for his nephew now.
Oh, and then we win.
Yeah, what if?
That's kind of what I was saying, yeah.
Peyton shows up in a Texas shirt.
Right.
He wouldn't do that when they're playing us, though.
It'd be kind of genius if he did it and we won. Everyone would be like, you're so smart, Peyton.
Peyton's going to show up in a shirt, in a polo that's a weird shade of orange. Not really either Texas or Tennessee.
I'm
going to
say a powder blue button down.
Okay. Powder blue button down.
It's just what it's what he does. Mm-hmm. Maybe
powder blue is a good color.
All right. Maybe a Tennessee hat, but then a Texas Longhorn tattooed on his shoulder. I love you, nephew.
Well, he could just get it on his forehead.
If you have Fulmer in the building and Spurrier and Peyton, oh, man. That could be a mess. Why would Spurrier be here again? Oh, just to add a little spice.
Just to watch.
Just a little spice. Just a little spice.
All right. Okay, we'll come back with more.
Okay.
What a day.
I'm getting punched in the face.
You're getting punched in the face.
You are. You really should watch that with Bree, though.
What?
Catch 98. It was a good doc.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was really good.
All right.
I'll check it out, too.
I bet you will, Panama Red.
I mean, Arch Manning isn't, you know, Peyton's kid, but it's kind of sad we were, like, never even in this, right?
We don't want Peyton's kid, because then Peyton will be at every game.
What are you? What if he's even better than Arch? We got to break the. He can't lose every game here.
I mean, other than him going to, you know, UCLA or something, this is about as good as it gets, right? I mean, it's better than Alabama or Georgia.
Much better than Alabama, Georgia, LSU, or Ole Miss. What were the other? Do you have Notre Dame on the list at one point?
I don't think
LSU,
so.
Right?
Yeah.
Did he go to visit Duke?
Yeah, well,
that was just like a courtesy thing.
That was
maybe Virginia.
Did he visit Virginia?
I don't know.
I know he had Duke on the list when Cutcliffe was still there, and then just said, "Well, that's no." No, Cutcliffe is an assistant at Texas, is he not? Is he not like a consultant for Texas now?
You're right.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I mean That was probably the best recruiting move by Sark in this entire process.
Georgia would have been best case scenario if he had to go to an SEC team. I feel like Kirby would have kind of
throttled him a little bit.
Quarterback play at Georgia.
All right, Arch, here's how you hand it off.
That'll never scare me.
Well, I'm surprised he didn't go to Georgia because I feel like that would be the easiest job.
Easiest path to a natty outside of Alabama.
Do you think that's something like because obviously Cooper, Eli, Archie all went to Ole Miss. Maybe he thought about Ole Miss for real, maybe not. But then you got, you know, Peyton going to Tennessee. Like, it's like, oh, those are the arch. Like, Bama's the arch rival, really, for probably not, maybe not both, because I don't think, I guess Ole Miss would say Mississippi State's their arch rival. But I mean, Bama's everyone's rival in the SEC. And then Georgia, I don't know.
Ole Miss would have been fun.
That'd have been something.
But if that blonde girl that he was in bed with couldn't get him there, there was nothing Kiffin could do, though. He never had a shot, really.
Maybe they were just hanging out.
Maybe.
Maybe they were actually just watching Netflix and chilling.
That's the best recruiter right there, though, women.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Hickman, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Austin, Texas probably has women, too.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously. Okay.
No, I'm just saying. Just a guess. Just a hunch.
I doubt Arch Manning's going to have trouble finding a girl to hang out with.
I don't know. He kind of looks like a doofus with that haircut.
He could look like Frankenstein. It would not matter.
Okay.
Me get both the ball.
I mean.
Oh, you're so cute.
I think that's a little bit of a stretch there.
No, it's not.
It's really not.
Dude.
He's Arch Manning.
Yeah. He's A, already, like, rich in terms of just normal people, like college kid money.
Right.
And then he's like, I mean, as long as he completes a few passes, he's going to get drafted.
Well, not to mention whatever NIL deals he gets.
Sure.
Is anyone, I mean, no one will ever top whatever he makes NIL this year or next year.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm waiting for the, yep, this is how Texas got him. Da-da-da-da-da. But I think because the NCAA did that whole deal.
Yeah, we might not know.
I think the smart schools are going to be like, all right, this is what we're going to give you when you get here.
But you will keep your
mouth shut.
But
you cannot talk about this, or we're going to get in trouble. Because Texas is the school that said any offensive lineman that comes here gets
$50,000 a year, right?
Which, if that's not pay for play, I don't know what is.
Mm.
Like what Nico got with Tennessee, the structure, forget the amount, but the structure of that is in no way more pay for play than Texas saying any offensive lineman that comes here makes money. If you can do that legally, then why doesn't a school just say every kid that comes here gets paid to play football?
Didn't we kind of do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
We said this particular quarterback does. We didn't say everybody does.
Yeah, but I mean everybody does. For the most part.
Not everybody.
Not like maybe walk-ons or something, but I feel like if you have a scholarship at the University of Tennessee, there are NIL opportunities available to you.
I mean, maybe through the licensing or whatever.
His expected NIL worth is $3.1 million.
Is that annually? Does it say?
It just says $3.1 million, according to On3Sports.
That's pretty good.
Most valuable high school football recruit in the nation.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. I mean, it's Arch Manning. I mean, Uncle Peyton can probably get him a deal with anybody he wants. Buick, Bud Light, Mick Ultra.
I don't know why T-Mobile. People thought we had a legit shot.
Because his last name was Manning.
Yeah, but...
But the whole situation with Peyton's weird. I mean, Ole Miss was on probation at the time that Peyton committed to Tennessee. Like, they may have even had a bowl ban. Like, Ole Miss was in the dump when Peyton came to Tennessee. And I can't remember if it was his sophomore year. I think it was his sophomore year. We went to Ole Miss. I think we played them on, like, a Thursday night and just beat their brains in.
Were we ever after Eli?
I don't think so because Cutcliffe had left for Ole Miss at that time.
Yeah.
And he was the head coach there, and they just, I mean, the Mannings.
I just figured these, Eli wanted to carve his own path, and Arch wants to do the same.
Yeah, and with Cutcliffe going to Ole Miss, it was like, okay, they're off probation. They have the coach that helped train Peyton, and just, I mean, it was all kind of a perfect storm for Eli to go to Ole Miss, play for Cooper and his dad's school. But yeah, I mean, weren't we mentioned, Nate, in like the first top 10 lists or something?
We were.
And then he trimmed it to like 7 and was like, oh.
Yeah. As soon as it actually kind of started, it was done.
I do give him credit. I mean, he committed in a tweet.
Yeah.
He didn't have the fanfare. He I think it was one of his assistant coaches at his high school, or maybe his head coach, said he basically requested no red carpet at any.
Well, that's surprising considering the family.
What are you talking about?
They love the lights, love the center of attention.
They're a humble family.
Kind of surprises me that he would go that route.
They're a bunch of dorks, dude. Like,
yeah, seriously, what are you talking about? Have you watched the Manning cast? Like, they're not cool.
And Peyton and Eli, like, all the Mannings joke about how, Tennessee fans especially, but really, you know, Colts fans and Denver fans, all fans, think Peyton Manning is just this such a good, wholesome, you know, almost like Mayberry guy. But they joke about how he's just a regular guy. Like, he just, you know, he
what, Nate? He what?
Well, you know.
What are you saying?
No, I'm just
saying. No, you're going to put out the Peyton slander. You better back it up.
It's not slander. It's just they're just normal. You know, that everybody thinks he's kind of a goody-two-shoe, and he's just not. He just, like, he cuts up, he moons people or whatever, curses, you know.
I didn't want to go there, but Nate did, so there it is.
He was a young man. We all make mistakes in college.
That's the thing. He's a, you know, he's a prankster. He's a jokester.
Yeah, he was a big practical joker.
Eli's the funniest.
No, I mean, have you heard some of the Peyton mic'd up during the games?
Okay.
Like, when he gets into it with Jeff Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, I mean, does Saturday? He's way funnier than.
I don't know if Eli's even done that.
That's a good. I don't know. You would think so, being in New York all those years.
I don't know. Like, Peyton's like the joke humor. Eli's just like the dry humor of the brother duo there.
No, I agree with that. But Peyton's dry delivery is really, really good. You even said he'd be a better comedian or actor than a football player, which is ridiculously stupid.
Went down the wrong path in life, but that's okay.
I think he's doing both very, very well. Well, he did both very, very well.
Not everybody can play into their mid-40s and win 7 Super Bowls, but, you know, the kid did all right for himself.
When did you first fall in love with Tom Brady? When he came in that year and won the Super Bowl?
No.
So it was after that. How many Super Bowls had Tom Brady won when you were just like, I love this guy? Was it like fourth Super Bowl?
Nah, I think he had only had... I think he only had 3 when I really started watching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm young. Like
only 3.
My first memory, though, was Eli Manning beating his ass and ruining the undefeated season. And I stuck through after that. So.
Oh, yeah, you brave soul.
Yeah, they're undefeated.
Man, what a real team player you are. I mean, just the dedication to have an undefeated season end in a championship game thanks to a fluky catch. And you say, you know what, guys? I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to still root for you. Man. Except not really guys, more like guy, because as soon as he bolts to Tampa, you left right with him.
Yeah, Gronk came with him, though, so it was kind of a match made in heaven.
Yeah, Gronk retired, but he'll unretire just like Brady. Because you talk about, oh, the spotlight and the lights and the attention. Gronk is going to unretire and play again this year. You know it. I know it. And you're going to have to sit there and eat this whole, oh, these are nice guys, and they really do want to retire and then unretire.
I don't think Gronk will unretire.
You don't?
No.
I do.
Unless Brady can convince him.
The same way Brady convinced himself? Yeah, I think it'll work out.
I mean, the only selling point you need is, hey, do you want your 4th ring, 5th ring, whatever it is for Gronk?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. You might have a point with him being among the best tight ends of all time,
though. Oh, I think he is the best.
Well, of course you do. But
no, he's top 10. But
no, he's like,
at
like,
his peak.
Postseason, his numbers are absolutely... Now, Travis Kelce will pass him.
Yeah.
And they're the same age, but Kelce got a late start, and once he got with Mahomes, it's...
Top 5?
I'm just saying he's even better than I remember.
Oh, he's...
I mean, I know he was really good, but looking at the stats, I was just like, wow.
I mean, what did he have, 18 touchdowns that one year?
I don't know. His postseason touchdowns...
Yeah, but if Gronk doesn't play with Tom Brady, I mean, he's just a regular old dude.
But if Brady didn't have Gronk to throw to...
You put me in the ultimate rock and hard place.
I stumbled on that the other day. I don't know if you remember. I was I'm gonna turn this around.
That's why I just did that. Which chicken and the egg type situation.
We need a break.
What are you doing? What are you crying? Because he's
got to figure out his conundrum over there. Yeah. How he's gonna wrap his tangled web,
his tiny little brain around these facts.
Can the Fan Run app add a mute Hickman feature?
I mean, if you want to be bored, yeah.
Interesting.
Using some of that Brady humility, huh?
People just hate it because they know I'm right.
Mm. Jared says he was listening to an Atlanta radio station yesterday. They were doing the whole, quote, we didn't really need him anyway on Arch Manning. We've already got 2 5-stars.
I mean, do they, though? I mean, they did win it with a walk-on, so.
But they had a recruiting analyst on, and apparently Arch wants to be the guy to bring Texas back to power.
There's another UT that wants to be brought back to power. But no, go to Texas.
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is he clearly did want to blaze his own trail here, mm-hmm. right? He didn't want to go to Ole Miss and just be the next man and get Ole Miss. He didn't want to come to Tennessee and be, you know, walking around in Peyton's shadow. He wanted to go somewhere close-ish to home at a, you know, historic Power 5 school where, like, the expectations are high, but it's not like you're – I mean, if you go to Georgia and don't win a natty, it's like, oh, fail. Go to Bama, don't win a natty, fail.
Honest question. You can swap Nico for Arch right now.
Nope. Promise.
Is that 110% the honest answer?
Yes, I think – Nico's been playing quarterback for like a year and a half, 2 years. And I think that's why he's already so high on the boards. I think it's all about potential with him. And I'm not saying Arch is maxed out, but the guy's probably been playing quarterback since he was 5.
I'd take Arch Manning. I mean, I don't even disagree with anything you just said, but I mean, I'd rather have the better player.
But that's the thing. If his name's Carl Smith, is he better than Nico? Because statistically, he's not.
Yeah, I don't know. It's debatable.
So then why would you just say, yeah, I'd take Arch?
Well, I do a radio show in Knoxville, Tennessee, Houston. I would prefer to have Arch Manning be the quarterback because win, lose, or draw, I mean, that's gold.
So that's what it's all about for you. I mean, I guess we'll see. We'll see here in the next few years when we can compare.
I'd love to see Arch Manning in this offense just like I'm excited to see Nico in this offense.
That's fair. That's fair. I do think Arch is going to be more ready day one.
Yeah.
Just because, but again, how much better can he get is the question.
Right. No, I understand that comparison 100%. It might be what's best for both of them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I mean, I would assume Sark's offense is a little more pro style ish. I mean, none of them really are anymore than Heupel's. So.
No, I'd say you're right. I mean, I'm sure they have, you know, we saw Sark run the offense at Bama. They were really good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not going to look like Heupel's. They may run a little bit of tempo. They're not going to run the tempo like we do.
I wonder how good the talent really is at Texas now and then will be, because we finally had somebody, I think it was a parent who's also a high school coach, whose kid went to USC a while back,
mm-hmm.
finally come out and just say it. What we all kind of know, but because everybody's a fan of a team, nobody really wants to say it, that he was basically said, oh, yeah, when a kid picks USC, he automatically gets a huge recruiting bump.
Sure.
The roster over there really kind of sucks. Really, it made me think that the USC talent on the roster is kind of a la Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
But it's USC. So in the rankings, it looks like it's, you know, more closer to Georgia and Alabama than it is to Mississippi State. And so when the team underperforms, everybody's like, how the hell did this happen? We got good players. But they really don't, you know. And I think that has happened at Texas some. I mean, but they also have good players, too. It's so tough to judge the true talent on this stuff.
Well, we know for a fact that, like, bumps and drops happen depending on where certain players go.
For a fact. I mean, even subconsciously, you can't help it. It's like, how do you rank Arch Manning? How is somebody, like, you know, going to sit there and be like, well, I don't think Arch Manning's as good. And then the other guy's like, it's Arch Manning. Like, I don't. How can we, you know. It's like saying, does the kid have an Alabama offer? Yes. Okay.
Is it committable?
Does this kid not? No, I mean, they're going to put the kid with Alabama offer up there. They just are. It's like, oh, I think that other kid's out. You know more than Nick Saban? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Maybe I do. Not about football, but other things.
And I mean, a lot of it just it depends on a bunch of different factors with how players relate to each other, their coaching staff. I mean, we've seen that a million times. I mean, I didn't think in a million years watching Joe Burrow play any of the seasons before his last one, whether it was LSU, previous school, didn't matter. I never in a million years thought he could be as good as he was his last year at LSU. I never saw it. Never. He's playing that previous year at LSU. I'm like, eh. See, another transfer who's just kind of a guy. He's just not special, you know. Like he can run this offense okay, but he's just average.
And then explode.
And then something happened, right? He graduate, and they just say he just lived at the facility, kind of like an NFL guy.
He also got
that
concussion against UCF. They said after the concussion against UCF, he was a different dude. I don't think that's it, but it was.
Yeah. He rededicated himself to playing quarterback, and all of a sudden he's a different player. Some guys rededicate themselves, and they don't get much better. They just mm-hmm. don't have it. That's why we love the sport. You never know.
I just can't wait to see Nico run through the tee in front of 101,000.
We'll get to that.
415?
We'll get to that. It does. I will say, if we did not have a quarterback recruit in this class, or we had had a 3-star instead of Nico, this Arch Manning news would, it's the blow is way softened by having one of the other 5-stars in the class. So credit to Josh Heupel and his staff for.
Yeah, they identified they weren't in with Arch. They went and got Nico. I'll take that mm-hmm. over what some of these other schools are having to do right now, which is scramble a little bit. I mean, I'm sure they'll be fine. But
who
still.
Did we take instead of Trevor Lawrence? Like what? I can't remember the years on. That was 20.
No joke. Was it JG?
He was 2018.
No.
2018.
Was it JG?
That's what this says. Class of 2018. Trevor Lawrence.
So did we get anybody?
Is that when we added Trout? Like the
oh,
transfer.
God.
I'll look that up during the break. Yeah, we'll come back. That. We'll talk about Neyland Stadium
next.
That
was depressing. What are you doing?